Task 4. Zenith is interviewing Dr. Patricia Lee, a researcher on space travel, about space tourism. Listen to the interview and complete the answers below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, Dr. Lee. Thanks for having this interview with us.
Good morning, Zenith. I'm glad that your society is doing a feature on space tourism. I'm certain that many people are interested in the topic.
Yes, space tourism is the future. Dr. Lee, there's one particular type of space tour I'd like to ask you about. In the last couple of years, there's been a lot of news and media coverage about a company offering orbital tours. A lot of people want to know what an orbital tour is and where the orbital tours take participants to.
Okay. I was fortunate enough to attend a public relations activity by this company about this particular orbital tour. This orbital tour will take participants to the orbit higher than the one where the International Space Station is.
The orbit higher than the one where the International Space Station is?
Yes.
How much higher?
2 to 3 times higher.
Wow! 2 to 3 times. That's a lot higher.
Yes, and this tour lasts for 5 days. Unlike other space tours that only take participants to experience weightlessness, this tour will truly allow participants to experience life in space. Although it's only 5 days long, it'll still be a very challenging adventure for participants.
Dr. Lee, how big is the spacecraft that this orbital tour will use?
About 70 by 9 metres. This is the measurement of the whole spacecraft. The cabin for the participants will be much smaller. So that's why this tour can only offer 4 places.
Only 4?
Yes, at the moment there are over 200 people who have already paid a deposit for a place in the tour, but only 4 will be chosen.
Wow. Dr. Lee, you've just mentioned the cabin. Did you get to see the interior when you were at the PR activity by the company?
We were shown a model and a video. The cabin wasn't big. There were a few seats, and the windows were round in shape and rather small. I think it's similar to those you see in rockets. But what's quite impressive was the big touch screens.
Big touch screens?
Yes, the touch screens in the passenger cabin were as big as a good-sized TV. Each touch screen was both an entertainment system and a control panel.
I see. Dr. Lee, supposedly people have the money, the adventurous spirit, and the luck to join this orbital tour. Are there any problems that they need to consider?
Yes. There are several issues that they should know and think about carefully. The first one is about the spacesuit they will wear. Going to the toilet is an issue in space. So what we were told was that participants will need to wear a spacesuit that has a built-in toilet.
Oh, that's interesting. A spacesuit with a built-in toilet. Like a baby wearing a nappy. Oh my.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but in case it is not a convenient time to go to the toilet, the built-in toilet in the spacesuit is the only option.
I see.
The second issue is weightlessness. It will make people throw up or vomit.
Weightlessness will make one vomit?
Not everyone, but many people do.
Is it because of motion sickness? Like people who get seasick may vomit.
No, it has nothing to do with motion sickness. But talking about motion sickness, many astronauts did get space sick. So space sickness is a problem that space tour participants need to know about. Another problem that participants need to consider carefully is if they are sick, they can't return to Earth earlier. That means the spacecraft won't just shorten the trip and return to Earth. But before the tour, the space tour company will organise fitness training, body checkups, and make sure participants are healthy for the trip. But accidents are accidents. If a participant gets sick, he or she can't return to Earth earlier.
Right.
Another problem we were told in the activity was that drugs are less effective in space. That means if people need to take any medicine, say for a headache or a stomachache, they need to know that the medicine isn't as effective.
Dr. Lee, in my opinion, that's quite a lot of problems to think about.
Yes, space tours may sound exciting, but they are not for everyone. It's not just about the money. It's about the problems related to how your body may react to being in a totally different environment to the Earth's.
Dr. Lee, thanks very much for telling us so much about space tourism and space travel.
You're welcome. If you want more information, just let me know.
Thank you.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.